Continues the Gemara, Daf Kuf Yutes Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Neimo Mesayele. I'll bring you a riot to Rav Yehuda Mashmul's din. Rav Yehuda Mashmul said, Ein Maftirin Achamatza Afikoimen. That means after the matzah, Bizmanazel, like the Rashbam explained, Ein Maftirin Achamatza, after the matzah, you can eat something else in order to remain with the taste of the matzah befiv. Zogdimo a raya, that name is Yale. It says clearly, Hasufkinin, Vahadufshinin, Vahiskritin. These are all types of not lechem oinis. These are all matzah shiras. Either oily or with honey or types of biscuits that are not mechometz, obviously, but they're not lechem oinis either. So, all the memalekes, man, you can eat them as long as they're not chometz, you eat them, Pesach by night, uvach yirch, kazayis matzah bachroina. As long as you have the kazayis of matzah of lechem oinis bachroina. What do we see over here? That ain't maftir lechem matzah afikoimen? Because we see clearly that you have to have the matzah at the end. It can't be that you have the sufkinin after the matzah. It says dafka the sufkinin and all these things you can have before, as long as you have the matzah b'achreina. So it's a mesayele that ain't maftir lechem matzah afikoimen. You can't have anything after the matzah. Is Gemara medayek b'achreina in? The only time you can have this matzah is b'achreina if it's the last thing. However, if you have the matzah first and then you have these biscuits and these non-lechem oinis, these matzah sheres afterwards, it would not be good. So we see clearly that you're not allowed to eat after the matzah. V'raya, it has to be dafka b'achreina, not b'rishoina. Zogdimor, there's no raya from here. Lo mi bayi koma. Lo mi bayi b'rishoina de kochli to oven. Vashteit, you're allowed to eat the matzah in the beginning, that you don't have to speak out, you don't have to tell me, because that's the ideal way of eating matzah, because the matzah is lit the oven. Meaning, in the beginning, before you had satiated. Ava b'achreina, you might think you're not able to eat matzah b'achreina. Dilma osi l'mechal achila gasa. Maybe you're going to eat it achila gasa and it would not be called an achila. Eim aloi, komashulon, that as uvavachi a matzah b'achreina, and we're not concerned about achila gasa. Zog the Rashbam, b'rishoin aloi, de'ein odem rashoi lechal klum acha matzah schoiva. The Rashbam learned that this matzah is be'etzah matzah schoiva. The Rashbam learned even the matzah b'achreina is a part of the schoiva. That's what Rashbam's whole vart on Amud Beis. He said that it's also a matzah that's l'shem choyva. Yes, you make the bracha originally, but the ma'aser, the matzah is at the end. That's the matzah that you have the taste with is part of the choyva. That's what we talk after kazeisim. We have afikoyim, and now we have matzah. Zech l'korim pesach and the matzah. But like upon him, we see, but he's showing a loy, but he can't have anything to eat after the matzah's choyva. On that, the Gemara says, no, let me buy a komar. Zog the Gemara weiter, mazutra masni hochi. Mazutra said as follows. Om Rav Yosef, Rav Yudom HaShmuel. Not that we said before that Rav Yudom HaShmuel said, Eim Maftirin Acha Matzah Afikoimen. No. He said as follows. Om Rav Yudom HaShmuel, Maftirin Acha Matzah Afikoimen. You're allowed to eat after the matzah. Zog demor, name is Siela, I'll bring you a raya like this second Lishna. It says clearly in the Mishnah, Eim Maftirin Acha Pesach Afikoimen. It's mashma only after the Pesach, he can't be Maftir. Acha Pesach Udloi, Aval Acha Matzah Maftirin. So it's a raya to this Lishna Basra of Rav Yehuda Mashmul, then Maftir Nacha Matzah Afikoimen, only after Pesach now, but after Matzah Yeladu. So the Gemara is no Raya, lo mi bayi koma. Lo mi bayi acha matzah, lo nofish taimei. Fashteitzach after Matzah, you're not allowed because it's very easily lost. So fashteitzach, you're not allowed to eat afterwards. You don't have to speak it out. Aval acha Pesach, you might think after Pesach em aloi, you should be able to eat because the meaty taste remains even if you eat something afterwards. Komash filon, then em aftin acha Pesach Afikoimen. But who then it would be after Matzah, so there's no Raya to the Lishna Basra. I'll ask you a cash on this Lishna. Hasufkin va dufshin va iskatin. Oh, the Mamalakesim, man. You'll have to fill yourself up with them. Uva chechel, gzai is matzah bachoin, as long as the matzah is at the end, is mashma bachoin in Belishain loy, is mashma matzah cannot be earlier. So we see that a maftir acha matzah afikoimen, and not like we said over here, maftir acha matzah afikoimen. Zogdem loy. Again, there's no raya, you can't ask a kasha. Loy mi bai koma. Loy mi bai berishoino. Versteht sich berishoino. It's maftir acha matzah. Why? Because that's the ideal way of eating. You're supposed to have matzah b'rishoina. And it doesn't bother me that you're mafter something else afterwards. Aval b'achreina, that there's a problem. The osi l'meichla, achila gasa, eim aloi, maybe it will be forbidden to eat the matzah b'achreina. So on that, we have to say, komash alon, that what? That uvavach yechla matzah b'achreina, and we're not concerned about achila gasa.
So the Gemara is matcha, there's no raya l'hocha l'hocha. Now Tosef over here says on the top, b'achreina in b'rishoina loy. So we're referring to b'achreina, Zok Tosef says, b'rishoina b'loy achreina. Meaning, when you only have one option, you have one choice, you only have one kazayis. Pirush b'rishoina b'loy achreina loy.
that if you have it be Rishoyna without Achroyna, then it's also. Why? In which case, that's all you have. The Tov Lo'ichal Ala Soiv, it's better to take this Matzah B'Achroyna, the Gemara is Medayik right now B'Achroyna, in B'Rishoyna Lo'i, it's better to utilize the Matzah B'Achroyna Ala Soiv, V'Liyos Ta Matzah B'Fiv, and like this you remain with the taste, and it's B'Soiv. Avo Vadai Yisle Matzah L'Chol Sudos, if you have enough for the whole Suda, so Tov Lo'ichal Matzah B'Tchila L'Tioven, there's a mile of eating Matzah L'Tioven, Ulevoi Chole, and you make the Achilles Matzah on that, V'Achakach, B'Gmar Sudosoi, Yocha Kazayis Matzah, then you have another Kazayis Matzah, V'Yita Matzah B'Fiv. So Mela, if you have two kazaisim, of course it's ideal to make a matzah l'tiyovan and a matzah b'soif sudosoi to have tamatzah b'fiv. The ikka mitzvah al rishoyna, the ikka mitzvah on the rishoyna, she bol l'tiyovan. The gami yel b'soif tamatzah b'fiv. But oisak kazayis achren. Vafilam ikka mitzvah achrenin. If you're going to, that's all you're learning, that ikka mitzvah b'rishoyna, and then you make the bracha, and then you also have the additional tam b'fiv. And even if you're going to say vafilam ikka mitzvah achrenin, if you're going to say the ikka zachrena, ain't that tema that you make a bracha earlier im onam mevarchen al rishoyna? Why? The lift ramatzah shel achrona. Shein lebalach achrona. You can't make a bracha suddenly on the achrona after you already ate it. Mishum shelachas shemil kesei. You can't make a bracha achrona. Aval yochel lebalach achrona. You could make a bracha earlier. Viti potter achrona and patter up the achrona, which is the ikka. We're going down the tzad that the achrona might be the ikka. She ikka mitzvah kedepish leel. Lerav chizdi gabit tchei tibul demora. Just like we said about Rav Chizdi, if you only have chasi, you only have romin lettuce, then you use it for tibul rishon and tibul sheni. You make the bracha of tibul rishon, but the ikka mitzvah is achrona. Vechein tzach loy melehil on the same yisoid b'sei kol tehil. That's korcham biyachad. I korach biyachad is the charistira. On the one hand, it's korim pesach, which is alasoiva. On the other hand, it's matzah l'tiyoven. How do you have korach biyachad and mikayim l'tiyoven and alasoiva? As that says, v'chein tzachloim lehilo shei korach matzah upesach b'soif asuda. He takad both of them b'soif asuda. V'ochi have ochel matzah de'raisa, and that was the ikemitz matzah. Im kem b'tchila suda im avoich ala matzah. So he made the bracha ala matzah when? When it was l'tiyoven. For oichel, the me'elas oisa bracha l'bichas matzah ima pesach shabesoif. The bracha he made originally, even according to Ilan, l'chilas matzah on its own, helps for later when he eats it b'koirich. Umir zaktaisis, lahi pirusha le'el de l'avchiz de boy lachzor, l'chazer al shay irokas, l'tibur rishon. According to the pshat that we said, according to Avchiz, l'chatkili, you should have other irokas, not chasa, for tibur rishon. Kedei shivor chalamorah b'tibur sheni, because it's more ideal to make the bracha of alamir alamorah by the tibur sheni. So b'zeh who had in over here, im kenochanami chazer, k'moiken al asufkinin, you should eat things that are not lechamoini barishaina, lecha b'tchila kedei shivor chalachilas matzah, l'besoif, so the bracha should be at the end, like we said over here by tibur sheni. The other pshat is one say that even according to Rav Chizda, you don't have to look for other Yerokas. You can, for the same price, you can take chasa b'tibul rishon too. Ela mevorach ala morah b'tibul rishon, you make the bracha on the rishon. Uvoyis v'ochi yotza b'tibul sheni. So then over here also, hochanam yevorach al matzah demitchila b'yotza b'shal matzahs mitzahs matzahs shal b'soiv. Exact same like morah. If you don't have to mechaza after Yerokas, you can take chasa, make the bracha now, and it should go on later when you have the mitzvah. Over here also, you don't have to look for suvgnin, you take matzah, you make the achilas matzah, and the mitzvah you mekayim later at the end by the mitzvah matzah shabasarif. Zoktes is vayte maftir nach matzah v'koyim. The second lishna was that you are maftir after the matzah. It's unlike the Pesach. Zoktes is vim toimar, acha Pesach my time maftir. And what's the whole reason you're maftir after the Pesach? What's the reason? Zoktes is honofish taime tvei mi matzah. L'chara, if matzah, you're maftirin. So Pesach, which is a much stronger taste, it's a meaty taste, so why a maftirin? The taste for sure will remain. Zok teisvus, yesh loyma, no, the reason is not because of the taste. Ken mefaz b'yushalmi, l'yushamachin echal ala soiva. Why is it eaten ala soiva, meaning the last thing? Shalei yovin l'idei shvias etzim, so you will not be hungry and break a bone. Since korn peskin ala be shvi etzim, so memele you can't eat anything afterwards. So memele you'll be guaranteed to be satiated, and memele you won't break bones. Uksiv etzim l'yishish b'boi, u'mishamachin oich l'shum dov, and that's the reason why you don't eat anything afterwards, to make sure you're full and you won't break bones. Fekteses in toima, vo b'minchad ame amrinu b'tmura, it says, over there, there's no reason of breaking bones. Why is it ala soiva? Over there is, you have to be ala soiva, so you shouldn't leave Shulchan Rabbi hungry. Matzah is not Shulchan Rabbi. The Lama Shulchan Rabbi have a kulahai. The Chagiga that comes with the Pesach, the matzah is because of Shvilas Etzem, and Karbonis is Shalayetzim Shulchan Rabbi Roiv. So Tais says, what about Chagiga? The Chagiga Aboyim Pesach. True, by there's a mandoma that holds there's isa shvilas etzem echagiga too, which is only a filler for the korban pesach. And yet it's not eaten ala seiva. Faket, it is the filler for the Pesach. But the chagig itself doesn't have to be eaten ala seiva. And there's a man domen that says it's a shvias etzem. So, because like Pesach, seiva zoi, why should it not be eaten ala seiva for that reason alone? So the difference is, hayni mishum de Pesach ben shnosi hu, ben Pesach is a 1 year old, so v'rochich, it's soft, v'chashin l'shvias etzem, there is a chashash l'shvias etzem. So that you have to ensure ala seiva, so you won't break bones. Ava chagiga loy, since it's not a ben shnosi, so mainly you have to worry about shvias etzem, and even though it's not ala seiva, you have to worry about shvias etzem. Uman dome eim avtirin achamatze u Pesach, the man omed says, that the first lishna that says that you're not mafteh after matzah just like after Pesach, im kein loy svir leketame Yerushalmi. The reason is not because of shviras etzem, because shviras etzem is only applicable to Pesach, it's not applicable to matzah. Ela sova debina sheitam matzah u Pesach befiv. But rather the reason is not shviras etzem, but you should remain with the time of matzah. You should remain with the time of Pesach. Emem eile eim aftirin acha Pesach ve'acha matzah afikoymen. Zok the Gemara weiter by the two dots in the middle of the Omid Omar Rove. Matzah bizman is the reise, matzah is the reise, umore the rabbonon. Umaish no more, why is more different than matzah? Dichsir, because it says in the posuk, al matzis umerorim yoichluo. And with medayik, bizman diika pesach, this posuk is referring to eating the corn pesach with matzah, more. So bizman diika pesach, yesh more. That's when more is the reise. Umizman de leka pesach, there is no corn pesach, so leka more, so more is not the reise. And that's the reason why more is the rabbonon. So fact the more, matzah nami yoksiv, al matzah umerorim yoichluo, the same posuk telling you that Mor is Rabbonim is Banazeh, should tell you Matzah is Rabbonim too? Zog Dimor, no, Matzah has a special posik that Matzah mihada hoda beikro. There's an additional posik. It stayed be'erev teuchlu Matzah is, so be'erev teuchlu Matzah is telling me that even though it says a Matzah mreim yechluo, but it's not dependent on Korim Pesach, and avada Matzah is the Reiser, bizmanazeh too, because be'erev teuchlu Matzah. Now even bizmanam Mikdosh, when it was Matzah mreim yechluo, if there was no Korim Pesach, avada the eight Morer, midaraisa. Bismanazeh, when there's no Korban Pesach, so then the mitzvah more is Rabbonon. But bismana mikdosh, if there was no Korban Pesach, so then the Rishonim say that Avada more bismana mikdosh was also deraisa, even though there was no Korban Pesach. So that's Rav Shita, that matzah bismanazeh is deraisa, more is Rabbonon. So the Gemara, Rav Acha by Yankev Omar, Rav Acha by Yankev holds that no, echot zeh Rabbonon. Matzah bismanazeh is also Rabbonon. It says clearly in the pasuk, "Be'erev teichlu matzos," an additional pasuk for matzah. So lechayu to imply it's the raisa. Zog the Gemara, no. Come to Rav Acha by Yankev. Ha'imi boyle le tomei v'shoy b'derech chayka. After all, tomei b'derech chayka does not bring Pesach Rishon, but it brings Pesach Sheni. So you might think he doesn't eat matzah either Pesach Rishon. So you need a pasuk be'erev teichlu matzos that he's mechuyev in matzah, even though he's not bringing the current Pesach. The Sagad that Chamina came in the Pesach loyachli matzah umar namal leinechol komashulon that tomei b'derech chayka are chayev in matzah, even though they don't bring the current Pesach. So that's, you need be'erev teichlu matzah. So it's not extra to tell me that matzah bizmanazeh is the raisa. So the Gemara, come to Rava, that's telling me this din of matzah bizmanazeh the raisa. How does he know that tomei in derech choyka chayv in matzah? The Rava omaloch, tomei v'shoy b'derech choyka l'tzach koy, you don't need a pasuk for that. The legari me'orel ben echer, an orel, that's meis ochem achas mila, and a ben echer, someone who's a mumer, they're chayv in matzah, even though they cannot do Korban Pesach, and Oro is not allowed to do Korban Pesach, and a Benecher is a Meshumed, he's not going to do the Korban Pesach. So Tosfos right away by Vorons, what are we talking about? If he's a Meshumed, so he's not doing Korban Pesach, so he's not going to eat Matzah either. Teretz says, he's about Tshuva. When? After the Chaburas were all made already. So he can't join the Korban Pesach Chabura, but he could eat Matzah, and he Avadis Mechuv to eat Matzah. So Oro and Benecher, we know that they chayv in Matzah, even though there's no specific post for them. So Mela, just like Oral Ben Necher, Chayim and Matzah, even though they don't need Korban Pesach in the Hechatimtzis of Ben Necher, with Osa Tshuva after the Korban Pesach, and Oral never keep Korban Pesach, still the Chayim and Matzah, so Mela, Tom and Derech Choyka do not need a special post. That's what Rava learns. The Tanya, how do we know Oral Ben Necher, Chayim and Matzah? Because the whole Miut is only from Korban Pesach. Kol Ogel Yoicha Boy is Mashma Boy Dafkin Korban Pesach. Boy ain't Oichel. He doesn't eat Korban Pesach, but he eats matzah morer. So Mela, that's what Rava says, you don't need be'erev teichlu matzahs for Tomei in the Derech Choyka, because Tomei and Derech Choyka are no different than Orel and Ben Necher. Why do they not need a posik? The legari me'orel ben necher. The tanya kol orel yecha boy is dafke boy in Korban Pesach. Boy ain't oichel, aval oichel b'matzah morer. So likewise, Tomei and Derech Choyka do not need a posik. you know they eat matzah just like Orel and Benecher. V'idach, what are Rachab and Yankov that says they do need a pasuk for Tomei Derech Choyka? Why don't you learn from Orel? V'idach, k'si b'hai, u'tzricha, there's a tzichusa. The Gemara means tzichusa because here it's a mirs begufoy, and it's niskamnu l'shamayim. So it's a different type of tzichusa. We can learn one from another, and mainly you need b'avtech l'matzah is for what's it called, for Tomei and Derech Choyka, and it's not extra to tell me that Matzah Bizman Hazeh is the Raisa. Oral Benecho, you have one Pasuk, Kol Oral Yechaboy, Dafka Bepesach, but Matzah, yes. And Tomei and Derech Choyka, if a Pasuk will be after the Matzahs. Zogma Tanya Kvasi the Rova. We have a Raya to Rova that Matzah Bizman Hazeh is the Raisa. Not like Rabbi Chaim Yankov, it says, Echot Zeh Vech Zeh Drabonon. State in Posek, Sheish is Yom Techo Matzahs, Uvayoy Mashvi Atzeres Lashem Alekecho. It says 6 days eat Matzah, and the seventh day is Issa Melocha, Atzeres Lashem Alekecho. Now, it doesn't say anything about the Matzah on the seventh day. But Mashvi Rishos, just like the 7 days Rishos, Av Sheish is Yom is Rishos. Now, what does it mean it's Rishos? Because my timer, because why? Because Havadova Shari Bichlal, Be'etzim, the seventh day was Be'etzim part of the sixth. Just it was Yotza. Have a dovish shari b'chlal, the yotzim in a klal. When it's yotzim in a klal, there's a klal that is not melamed just on itself. It's melamed on the whole klal. Lelamed lo lamed alat b'yotzo, elamed al klal kula yotzo. So just like shvi is a reshus, so the first six, not the first night, but the first 6 days are also a reshus. So you might think, if that's the case, so yochal af laila rishon reshus, so maybe the first night is also reshus. Talmud loyma, and that the pasuk says, al matzais umroirim yochluhu. That means that there's a mitzvah of matzah umroim yachluah, there's a choiva, and you can't say it's a reshus. It's not like the 6 days, which is like the seventh, which is yotzim echal, l'lam dal kol echal kula yotzo, but not on the first night. The first night is a pasuk of matzah umroim yachluah. So Zok Dimon, maybe that's only bizman mikdosh, which is the Korban Pesach, and that's the pasuk of matzah umroim yachluah. Ein lele bizman shemes mikdosh kayim. Bizman shemes mikdosh kayim, how do you know the matzah bizman is a reisa? Minayin, Talmud Loima, Be'erev Techlum Matzes, Hakosuf Kovich Choyva. So Be'erev Techlum Matzes is telling me that in Bizman Hazeh, Matzes is the Raisa. And that's a right to Rova, not like Rav Acha, that Matzes Bizman Hazeh is the Raisa, Be'erev Techlum Matzes, is he telling me Matzes Bizman Hazeh? It's not telling me Tomei and Derech Choyka. That you know from Orel and Benechor. Now the Pashto of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Mashvi Rishus, Afsheish Yom Rishus, is Mashma that all the days of Pesach, Yinam Achuyev to eat Matzah, And you can eat bossa, you can eat yirokas. There's no mitzvah. It's a reshus. Now the others that learn, and the goyin brings b'shem the mishabura brings b'shem the goyin, and it's brought down in Maaser Rav also that the goyin held that all days of Pesach there's a mitzvah. Just it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. And klapa mitzvah chiyuvis, it's called a reshus. But lo oilum, it's a mitzvah kiyumis that you mekayim every single day. And the Losh Rishus is only klapi the chiyuv of Laila Rishoyna. But lo'olam, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Now, even though it's a mitzvah kiyumis, you don't make a bracha of achilas matzah. And some explain the reason is because the gather of the mitzvah is not the gather of the achilas matzah. The gather of the mitzvah is that I'm eating something that theoretically is roi lahachmitz, if it will be leavened. So in Mela, I'm being mekayim that I'm not eating chometz. I'm eating these days something that is roi to become chometz and it's not chometz. So that's the mitzvah. It's not a kiyum of matzah. It's a kiyum of nish chometz. That would be the reason why there's no mitzvah. There's no bracha of al achilas matzah. That's how some achrayim want to explain. But according to the pashtus in the goyin is that there's a mitzvah kiyumis that you mekayim all 7 days. The Laila Rishoyna, then many shittas hold that is a mitzvah kiyumis that you mekayim on every kazayis throughout the first night of Pesach.